Hello, and welcome to the Forward Move podcast. I'm Jamie, your host, and this is season 2, episode 2, A Terrible Whisper. My mom and I were very close. She had me at 26, so looking back, we kind of grew up together. I was her only child, one that she would spoil for 39 years, give unconditional love and support to, and of course, the one she would drive the most crazy. She thought I hung the moon. Seriously, in my mother's eyes, I could do no wrong. She taught me how to be strong and independent, but have a soft heart and be social. She said I could be anything I want in this world. Growing up with such a supportive and open-minded parent, it makes you confident, yet cautious. My mom was full of life and generosity. Her heart was the size of her entire small body, but she could be hard when she needed to be. In her career, she was a stickler for rules and order, but she made friends fast, everlasting friendships. But she could also be a loner. Our relationship changed and evolved over the years, and I found that we were constantly butting heads over life choices, money, and responsibility. Again, I often felt like the parent rather than the child. I felt that I had an overwhelming responsibility for my mother's life, and I knew she relied on me. This created some tensions over the years as I grew into my own person with my own life. There were some definite growing pains on every level of our relationship. We loved each other deeply, but we had our issues, that's for sure. So during one of our arguments, which we'd have from time to time, they would never last more than a day or two. So when this one lasted almost a week, I knew we were in trouble. I knew we were in trouble for quite some time with the way that we were communicating. I carried a heavy weight for being my mother's everything for years, and it was starting to take a toll on me and really affecting our relationship. This is when God, my grandma, or the universe gave me a terrible whisper, one I could not ignore. I was taking a shower in the morning. It was the middle of the week, and I had to hurry and get myself ready and then get my 2-year-old ready for daycare and attempt to shave my legs, which was proving to be a little comical because at this time I was about 6 months pregnant. I propped my leg up against the wall to shave it. Wow, this is getting personal. And lathered away. This is when the terrible whisper happened. A voice said to me, "My mom is going to die." I stopped in my tracks and said out loud, "Why would you say that?" I was so bothered by this thought and even mad that I'd let something so dark enter my mind. Sure, we were fighting, but it was an argument. It's not life or death. I quickly rinsed off and packed up the car and headed for daycare. I go the same way every morning to drop off my daughter. It was at the last light to her school, the same one I sit at every morning, that I found myself just staring at the red light. Then it happened again, that terrible whisper. My mom is going to die. The next thing I remember is my little girl in the back saying, "Mama, you missed the light." Apparently it cycled through, but I hadn't even noticed, even though I was staring directly at it. The rest of the day was kind of a blur. I kept thinking to myself, what did I hear? Why did I hear that? Who was saying it, and what does it all mean? I just couldn't shake it. Later that night, I told my husband, "Something's going to happen, and it's going to be bad." I didn't tell him what happened earlier or what I had heard, in fear of speaking those awful words again. He asked me, "Why did I think that way, and what was going to happen?" And I just said, "I have a feeling." One thing you should know about my husband, he's a pretty positive guy. The glass is always half full with him, and he's really good at looking at the brighter side of things. So he told me, "Hey, don't put anything negative out there. Just think of something positive." And I said, "Okay, that's what I'll do." But it didn't work. I tried. I honestly did. For days and weeks, I even tried to patch things up with my mom quicker than normal, just to feel okay again, just to not think or hear those words. But my brain won the battle. I called my girlfriend who works in the therapy field, and I asked her if she could refer me to a good therapist. I told her I needed to work through some of my childhood trauma. She gave me the number of one, his name is Mark, and that I should make an appointment, which I did for the following week. When I walked into Mark's office and sat my pregnant self down on his couch, he said, "What brings you here today?" It's the first time I said the words out loud, just as I had heard them. I said, "My mom is going to die." He kind of looked at me puzzled. And I said, "I'm going to harbor a lot of anger and resentment if I don't work on our relationship right now." He asked me if she was sick or in the hospital, and I said no. He looked at me even more puzzled, but said, "Okay, let's start here." And that's exactly what we did. Almost 6 months later from my first appointment with Mark, my mom would be diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She would later pass 5 months after. Nothing can prepare you for this, but the fact that I was currently in therapy and had been working hard on our relationship, it was one less thing to worry about as I was her caregiver. It was one less heartbreaking conversation we had to have because we were already having it. When I saw Mark after she died, he was just as shocked as I was. He didn't have much to say except for to be grateful. Grateful that I was given the gift of time to do the work while she was still here. I still can't explain why it all happened the way that it did. I can't make it make sense to other people. All I can say and share with you is that when life whispers to you, listen, don't ignore it. Put the forward move to work. Thanks for listening.